Welcome to Attached, a platform for adding breadth and depth to everyday living. I'm Yaakov Danishevsky, and this particular series is called Living with the Times, Chassidus to enhance our experience of the time period in the Jewish calendar. Right before we say the Yidgum L'midos HaRachamim, and we say Vayavor Hashem al panav Vayikra, that Hashem passed over his face and he called out Vayikra, specifically the word Vayikra. The Sefer in Chumash called Vayikra begins with the word Vayikra, and Hashem called out to Moshe. And Rashi there in Chumash, Rashi says that Vayikra is a language, it's a lashon of chiba. It's a language of endearment that the Torah has many different words to refer to somebody calling somebody else, to somebody reaching out to somebody else. When the Torah uses the word Vayikra specifically, it means that the person is calling out with love. They're calling out in a state of endearment, of affection, that they're reaching out to the person or to whatever they're calling. They're reaching out from that place of connection, of sweetness. And so, when we say Vayavor Hashem al panav Vayikra, right before we read, we call out, when we say the Yidgum L'midos HaRachamim, we're calling out to Hashem to bring us those qualities, to bring us those ways of relating to us, of his compassion and his patience and his kindness and his mercy and his generosity and his truthfulness and his reliance and all of that, and his ability to cleanse us, and his ability to sustain our shortcomings and our fallings and all those things. But most significantly is that we enter into that state of reaching out to Hashem from a place of Vayavor Hashem al panav Vayikra, that we're calling out to Hashem with endearment, with love, with closeness, that we're trying to draw him close, that we're engaging in that moment with a language of love. It's typical, and this is the minug in Klal Yisrael in general, in the Jewish people, is that when we say the Yidgum L'midos HaRachamim, and we scream them. We scream Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum in the loudest voice. And of course we do that because it's with just intense passion and intensity and focus of calling that out from Hashem to bring out towards us. But maybe there's another way to do it also, which is to do it from a place of Vayikra, of love. To read the Yudgim L'midos HaRachamim with a gentle voice, with a sweet voice. So, of course, I'm not advocating in any way for the minhag to change in general. And so people should still scream and still yell out the Yudgim L'midos HaRachamim like we all do in shuls around the world. All Jewish people do this. But perhaps maybe just one time over the course of saying the Yidgum L'midos HaRachamim, what would it be like to say the same words, but do it in a way of Vayikra, of this just gentle, loving sweetness of connection to the master of the world? Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please follow us on WhatsApp, YouTube, or Instagram. All our podcast series can be found wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with questions, comments, or suggestions, or to be added to our WhatsApp groups. You can reach us through email using yaakov.attached@gmail.com or on WhatsApp at 773-888-2413.